We'd like to welcome in our police chief. 4th of July, traditionally violent here in Chicago. We're hoping to change that. It's Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Thanks for coming on so late, Eddie. How are you?
I'm good, Pete. Thanks for having me.
I want to ask about the vandalism, first of all, at Millennium Park on Monday night, the Bean and the Cancer Wall at Maggie Daly Park. Why would anyone even think about vandalizing with all the cameras around and the police officers in Millennium Park?
Yeah, that's just, it's ridiculous. You know, to try to destroy an iconic statue like that is just mind-boggling to me. But fortunately, police responded quickly, so I think there are 7 individuals in custody right now. And, you know, we should prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, because here's what we have to do in this city. When we have things of this nature occur, just like the violent crimes, we have to hold people accountable. So hopefully, you know, we'll get the help on the judicial side of it and hold these individuals accountable.
14 million people visit Millennium Park every single year. You think police always, every time I'm down there patrolling, I just don't get it.
Yeah, and the police were fortunately right there. You know, we have tons of cameras in the downtown area, so it's just mind-boggling that individuals would even try to do things of that nature in that particular part of the city.
And I got to tell you, the CPD didn't get enough credit for Sunday. No incidents at the Pride Parade. I mean, how many people were down there, Eddie? 1 million?
Yeah, it was somewhere close to that. But, you know, the people were having a good time. And, you know, Pete, I always say, we have no issues with anybody enjoying any parts of this city. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. Just do it responsibly and with no mischief involved. And we're fine. You know, so
right.
It was a good day. Everybody enjoyed themselves, so I'm appreciative of that.
4th of July is Thursday. Now, before I ask what the police are doing, let me ask you what we can do as a city to help you.
So what the city can do to help me, again, you know, usually there's a lot of drinking going on during the 4th of July period. So I would say drink responsibly, enjoy yourselves, but remember to drink responsibly. If you all see anything that looks out of place, please, it doesn't matter how small you think it is, give us a call and let us know and let us ensure that it's nothing to be concerned about.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, the CPD, we're probably going to see more cops on the street. Community involvement. What else?
So you're going to see a lot more cops out there, high visibility in some of the touristy areas, of course, along the lakefront. But then you'll have a lot of undercover officers out there during these 4 or 5 days. So they'll be just down there they'll be our eyes and ears to tell us if anything is going on so we can respond quickly to it. You know, the historical spots that we have issues in, of course, you'll see a large police presence in those areas. But again, you know, the lakefront, the downtown area is always a place where people want to go, Michigan Avenue.
Right.
So you'll see a lot of police officers on bicycles. You'll see the mounted unit down there. And then, of course, foot officers, you know. And like I said, Pete, nobody is restricted from coming down there. It's just we want you to behave like responsible individuals.
Right. Just be responsible.
That's all. That's
yes.
All.
Now, you and Mayor Lightfoot, I talked to you Memorial Day weekend. You were out all weekend long with her. Is that going to be the case for 4th of July?
Yes. So both of us will be out around, you know, all parts of the city during the different days. We're actually starting on the 3rd of July, so 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You'll actually see us in various places around the city.
Okay. What's a successful summer holiday weekend for you?
Well, if this were a perfect world, a successful one would be nobody getting hurt, nobody shot or killed. That's what I call a success. You know, we have our challenges during the holiday weekends around the city, you know, historically. You know, we had a bad weekend this past weekend. 51 people shot.
Right.
And, of course, 5 killed. You know, and we can do better as a city. We can just do better. You know, so in terms of success, I would like to see 0 numbers across the board. Now, that might be reaching for the stars, but you have to do that, you know, in order to get it somewhere where, you know, not that it would be satisfactory, but that's something that is not as horrible as some of the past weekends we've seen.
Does it bother you or trouble you that people have become immune to hearing 50-plus people being shot over a weekend?
Yeah, it does, Pete, to be quite honest, because there should be outrage in all parts of our city when we hear numbers like that.
Right.
That's not normal. And
no.
And it's, you know, it's unfortunate that our kids have to grow up in certain parts of the city, thinking that that is normal. There's nothing normal about that. So we have to galvanize our resources together as a city, and to be quite honest, as a country, because we, knock on wood, right now, we're seeing our violent crime reduce, and we've seen it reduce since 2016. A lot of places around the country are seeing it go up. And so, you know, we as a nation, we just have to be serious about our gun laws, you know, and it's just common sense things that we need to do, like universal background checks. What is so difficult about that? You know, when you sell your car to someone, what's the first thing you have to go do? You have to go make a paper trail.
Of course.
And let everybody know that you're selling that car. I don't understand for the life of me why we don't do that with firearms. That's the one tool that can easily take somebody's life. And we just treat it, you know, like it's an ink pen. So I think that we just have to do better at common sense laws. You know, I don't advocate taking weapons, guns away from people that can legally own them. You know, I don't have an issue with the Second Amendment. What I do have an issue with is all the illegal guns in our city and all the people that are willing to use them.
We have this conversation every single time we talk. What's the solution or what's the next step where we go with illegal handguns or offenders, second, third time offenders with guns?
So these second and third time offenders, we need our judicial partners to create a mental culture that they won't want to carry these guns in our city. It's ridiculous to me that the police keep arresting these individuals and they keep going back to court and they keep getting out. Now, I'm not saying that we should have just a no bond system. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that it's incumbent on us to make sure that they know there's a consequence, because people mistakenly think gun offenders make the decision to pull the trigger when they're in the heat of that moment. They make the decision to pull that trigger when they leave home that morning and they take that gun with them.
You're right.
Because if they didn't have the gun with them, then they couldn't pull the trigger.
Yep.
So we just have to create a culture in this city where if you do choose to take an illegal gun out there in our streets, there's going to be a consequence to it. You know, $100 fine and you get out on bond just simply isn't going to do it. So all I'm saying is let's let the people of Chicago decide what they want to see in terms of bond amounts. You know, I just think we have to make it a consequence to them for them to decide not to take that gun out the house.
100%. We're talking with Chicago Police Chief Eddie Johnson. Fireworks are against the law here in Illinois. How much are you going to be cracking down?
Fireworks, you know, it cracks me up, though. It tickles me sometimes that people think firing off handguns during New Year's Eve and shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July are the 2 days that it's legal to do it. Well, it's not. You know, so if we see you out there doing it, be prepared to suffer the consequence. You know, now we have a lot of things going on around the city, of course, and that requires our attention.
Right.
But the illegal fireworks, I don't think people understand. You can kill somebody or seriously injure somebody with those fireworks. So, yeah, so we'll be making arrests when it's necessary.
Did a young Eddie Johnson ever light fireworks in the city of Chicago?
Not so much in the city of Chicago. My family is from southern Alabama, so I spent a lot of time down there during the summertime when I was a kid.
Okay.
So I would do it down there. Now, maybe a couple of times here, full disclosure, you know, because kids are going to be kids, you know, and I understand that. But it wasn't a normal thing, no.
Are fireworks against the law in Alabama, too?
No, they are not.
Okay.
No, they are not. No, Alabama, you can fire away.
That's good to know. And how is your health? You had that blood clot last month?
Yeah, you know, I went in for a routine stress test. All of that was fine, and then they ran tests because of that and happened to find the blood clot. So I am very thankful for the doctors over at Rush Hospital for finding it. I wasn't feeling bad or anything like that. They did some x-rays, some tests, and they found it. So I'm very thankful that they did. And we're treating it now with medication. So everything's all good.
Well, we're glad you're doing well. And I appreciate you coming on every single time we ask. And good luck this weekend. We'll be doing our best, and we'll get the word out here on WGN Radio.
Thank you.
Eddie Johnson, everybody. Thanks, Eddie.
All right. Bye-bye.